Daflamates Amar Aleph, we're up to halachas. The Rambam Erevin Perikhes halachates says, the Erev got eaten on the first day, he's kind of the Erev for the first day, but he doesn't have Erev for the second day. If he made an Erev with his foot on the first day, he has to be Ma'arev with his foot on the second day. He should stand in the same place and think in his heart that he's kind of Shvisa over there. If he made Erev with bread on the first day, if he wants to be Ma'arev with his foot the second day, it's okay. If he wants to be Ma'arev with bread, he has to be Ma'arev with the same bread itself that he did on the first day. Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Siman Tav Tes Zayin Siv Beis says, someone makes an Erev for 2 days Yontav of Golis or Shabbos Yontav, even though it's one Erev to one direction for both days, the Erev has to be in the same place on the first night and on the second night, all of Enish Mashas. What does he do? He takes in the evening, Erev Yontav or Erev Shabbos, stays there till at night, takes his hand and comes back. If it was Leil Yontav, and the next day brings it to the same place, leaves it there till Techshach and he eats it. If it was Leil Shabbos, Oy Mivyei, if it was Leil Yontav, because it's two Kedushas and it's not like one day, as it says, so we should say from the first day it's kind of the Erev for both days. If the Erev got eaten up the first day, it's kind of the Erev for the first day and it's not an Erev for the second day. If he made an Erev with his foot the first day, he has to be an Erev with his foot in the second day. And Dafka, if he goes and stands in that place and he has to think in his heart that he's kind of Shvisa, he shouldn't say anything because he's not allowed to do any Achanah for Yontav to Shabbos or Shabbos to Yontav, even with Divrin. Avadi, not allowed to be Ma'arev with bread that he never made an Erev with it on the first day, because you have to call it a shame Erev in the Melech's Mechen. He made an Erev the first day with food. If he wants to be Ma'arev with Ragel on the second day, it's an Erev. If he wants to be Ma'arev with bread, he has to be Ma'arev with the same bread itself that he did on the first day, because you don't have to say anything because he called it already a shame Erev. And the Melech is not over on Achanah at all. The Rambam Erevin Perikhes Aloha Hey says, Yontav, the fellow had to be close to Shabbos, whether it's before or afterwards, or two Yontav Shagolas, you have to make two Erevim for two sides. And the same Chan, which only once for the first day, and then the Erev on the second side for the second day. Or he's Ma'arev one Erev to one side, and the same Chan for one of the 2 days. And the second day, it'll be like the people of a city. It's like as if he didn't make an Erev. And he has 2,000 hours in every direction. When do we say there's a two Yontav Shagolas? But two Yontav Shoshana is considered like one day. He doesn't make an Erev for both days, only to one direction. Says the Ravid, how did he explain and differentiate? The Gemara says that he put it on the end of 1,000 Amos here and 1,000 Amos here. Because if it's not Yontav and Shabbos, you can't be Ma'arev to two sides. I saw that at the end of the Perek, Taka the Rambam was Chayzer. Arachayim Simon Tov Tez Zayin Sif Aleph says, Yontav fell out to be close to Shabbos, whereas before or afterwards, or two Yontav, Shagolias, he should be Ma'arev two Erevim for two sides. Same whichever one he wants for the first day, and the Erev of the second one, on the second direction for the second day. Or he makes one Erev from one direction and Semchan for one of the 2 days. On the second day, he won't have an Erev. It's like as if he didn't make an Erev and he has 2,000 Amos to every direction. When do we say this is a two Yom Tov Shagolis? But two Yom Tov Shana, it's like one day and he doesn't make an Erev for 2 days, only one direction. So the person can make a condition on his Erev and says this Erev is for this Shabbos, but not for the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, but not for this Shabbos. Or for a bunch of Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. For Yom Tov, but not for Shabbos. Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Rambam, Hilchos Yontav, Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Beis says, Kids, if he had two baskets of tevel on the first day, Yontav, he says, if today is Chol, this should be Truma Zu. If today is Kodesh, he doesn't say anything. And he calls it a name and puts it aside. And the second day, he continues and says the same thing. If today is Kodesh, I say nothing. If today is Chol, this should be Truma Al Yoda. And he calls it a shame Truma, puts it just like he called it on the first day, and he puts it, this that he called on the shame Truma, and he eats the second one. The Rambam, Yontav, Perek Aleph, Alocha, Chav Dalet says, two Yom Tovim of Golias, two Kedushas, and it's not one day. Therefore, someone smokes on the first Yom Tov, or was born on the first day Yom Tov, if he prayed for the second, it's Mutter. For instance, a bay that was created on the first day could eat on the second day. Chayva, if they were captured on the first day, could eat on the second day. Someone smokes over the karka that was ripped out on the first day could eat on the second day. So too, you'll have put in medicine into the eye on Yom Tov Sheni, even though there's no sickness. When do we say there's two Yom Tov Shagolas? Two Yom Tov Roshan, it smokes Siddur on Kedusha, it's like one day for all these things, but only for Inyam Meis Bavat. We don't say that. But if a bay that was created in the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also in the second day, so to anything that like Shabbos is close to Yontav and there's nailed the egg in one of them, it's also in the second one. So to anything similar to an egg. Even if it's nailed the Yontav Sheni, you don't eat it next Shabbos. The last halacha, Arachayim, Simon, Tav, Kuf, Tez, Vav, Sif, Aleph. A goy that brought a present to the Yid on Yontav, if there is from the same in the Mechuber or requires Seda, it's also, even to the one that wasn't brought for him to eat it that day. Even if he was able to put it in his mouth and chew it, he can't swallow it. Even to move them is also. Even his mutter with Eshiasin. Did Yom Tov Shagolis, it was brought on the first day, it's mutter. Mutter even on the night of Yom Tov Sheni with Eshiasin. Moshe says, some machm to ask it about Yom Tov Sheni, if it's not Tzarech Yom Tov, then if you have guests or Tzarech Yom Tov, then you're like to be makel for others that it was not brought for them. Chaver continues, if he brought it on the second day yantav, he has to wait Matzah yantav the shiasa. With the two yantav shashana, a yantav is close to Shabbos, it was before or after. If it was brought on the first day, he has to wait till Matzah yantav and Shabbos with the shiasa. And shir of the shiasa is the goy should go from the place where he collected it, finish the work, and return here. If he has a suffix from where he brought him, the shir is to bring it from outside of the tchum. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Lamed Tes.